For this third year now, the Marquette Symphony Orchestra is supplementing its concert season with a holiday concert. And this third annual concert will be taking place this Sunday afternoon at Kauffman Auditorium, the home of the Marquette Symphony. It'll be directed by two local musicians, both with a lot of experience at the podium. Janice Peterson from the Marquette Senior High School Music Program, and my guest in the studio, Dr. Stephen Grugan, the band's director at Northern Michigan University's Department of Music. Steve, welcome.
Thanks, Dan.
I'm sure this has been a lot of fun putting together.
It's been great. You know, we're all busy at this time of year, but this has been a pleasure to add this to our schedule of events.
And it, in this case, features quite a historical look at the music for the holidays, and not just Christmas, but also Hanukkah.
That's right. Really, we have something for everybody. We've got Christmas carols, traditional carols. We've also got Hanukkah songs. We've got music from the holiday movies, Broadway shows, as well as other music associated with the holiday season.
I'm with this huge collection that you had to choose from. How hard was it to break it down into something that would be less than 2 hours instead of 2 days?
Well, there is a lot of music available, but it was really interesting to go through and really try to put variety into the program, which is one of the things that we're striving for. Mm-hmm. This program is geared not only for the adults, but also for the kids that want to come. I guess I want to mention that we do offer free youth tickets with the purchase of an adult ticket, so we're hoping to have a lot of kids in the audience.
All right. And you have a special guest joining the orchestra to help out with what we call in the business continuity. The announcing along the way.
Right. Carl Bonack from TV6, meteorologist, is going to serve as the announcer, so we're looking forward to having him.
Now, did you and Janice have to arm wrestle for which pieces you're going to conduct, or did you just decide what you were going to do ahead of time?
That's kind of interesting, because we both had ideas of what pieces we wanted to have on the concert. And actually, as it turned out, Janice is conducting some of the pieces that I recommended, and I'm conducting one of the pieces that she found.
Wow.
Yeah.
And all is right with the world.
Yeah, we're going to be good with that.
A couple of examples is just the very first piece, one of the very oldest carols at least of what we know of, are carols, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. You also have the Hanukkah medley with Elizabeth Grugan singing as well. Will that be sung in Hebrew or Yiddish, or will it be sung in English?
That'll be sung in Hebrew. There are two songs, Mi Yimalel, which means who can retell, and Sevivon means dreidel, but this is not the more familiar dreidel song. This is a different dreidel song.
There is another one.
That's right.
For those not familiar, yes, that's true. There is more than one for that. And of course, you mentioned the movies and theater. How the Grinch Stole Christmas is there, Irving Berlin's White Christmas, as well as music from the Polar Express.
That's right.
Very popular movie.
Can't forget that one.
Early 2000s. And it's all going to begin at 3 p.m. this Sunday in the orchestra's home, Kauffman Auditorium here in Marquette. Any other notes that you'd like to add, so to speak?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're in this concert, including some instruments that you don't normally hear. I guess I'm referring to a guitar player. Our local, very fine local guitarist, Dave Zigner, is going to be playing not only his string bass, but also his electric guitar, which will, I believe, be the first time for the orchestra to have that.
I think it is, yes.
Opening up more colors to our palette of sound, so to speak.
Very good. And, of course, an extensive rhythm section will be featured.
Right. Kind of gives it maybe a studio orchestra type of a sound, or if you're familiar with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, or, of course, Mannheim Steamroller, those types of contemporary sounds. And that'll be in these works, and we're looking forward to that.
All right.
The orchestra's excited about playing that.
Yeah, you can always tell when they really like what they're playing, because it's almost impossible for them to sit still. When they're playing.
You know, I had to chuckle the other night at rehearsal. String players, it's possible that they can nod their heads and smile when they play. You can't really do that when you're playing a brass instrument.
That's true. But you can wink once in a while,
I guess. Yeah, I suppose. Tap your foot, I guess.
All right. Again, this has been a talk about this third annual holiday concert by the Marquette Symphony. And Dr. Stephen Grugin's been my guest. He and Janice Peterson are sharing the conducting duties, along with help from Carl Bonak, who will be doing announcements throughout the course of the program. And it begins at 3 this Sunday at Kauffman Auditorium. Now, you can get tickets in advance at NMU Easy Ticket Outlets, I assume?
That's right. All of the NMU ticket outlets, okay. And also at the door.
Mm-hmm. And by phone at 227-1032 or online at nmu.edu/tickets. Steve, been a pleasure having you here.
Thanks for having me, Stan.
Break a leg.
Thanks.
All right.